As you just heard, President Trump has signed an executive order to dismantle the Department of Education. For WHYY, Sydney Roach reports on Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson's response yesterday at a legislative breakfast in State College.
At the breakfast, Thompson said he was, quote, anxious to read the plan.
I believe, I'm very passionate about education. It is a pathway to opportunity. And the most important thing is, how can we produce better results?
Thompson said since the Department of Education was formed in 1979, the cost of education per student has grown without results.
Well, today we're somewhere north of $16,000 per youth, and we are nowhere near the top of the list in terms of education. So something has gone awry here.
According to the latest Program for International Student Assessment, the United States ranks average or above average in math, reading, science, and financial literacy. Dismantling the U.S. Department of Education would likely require congressional approval. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
And a state House bill on medical marijuana has passed the Pennsylvania House. Dan Frankel, a Pittsburgh Democrat who chairs the House Health Committee, wants the state to oversee lab testing of cannabis products sold for medical purposes. Frankel said he was inspired by states like California and Colorado, where news reports have shown that not all ingredients were listed on product labels.
Patients in Pennsylvania shouldn't have to wonder if their medicine is safe. If it's made in Pennsylvania, sold in Pennsylvania, it should meet Pennsylvania's standard for safety, period.
The bill passed the House with support from majorities in both parties. It now moves to the Republican-controlled Senate. It is 51 degrees and very windy in Wilmington, 51 in Philadelphia. The high today is 54 degrees.